1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump has been busy on Twitter. He sent out a tweet earlier today saying he interviewed four very impressive people regarding his nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain said there's one thing in common of everyone that President Trump interviewed.
They are constitutionalists. The Democrats are trying to shift the subject and talk about specific cases from the past. The president has stated he's not interested in trying to put someone on that's going to revisit a case from the past. And here's something that the Democrats seem to forget about. You don't revisit a case from the past unless somebody sues from the present.
Heavy rains forecast for northern Thailand could worsen flooding in a cave where 12 boys and their soccer coach are waiting to be rescued. The 13 people disappeared when flooding trapped them in a cave they were exploring after a soccer game. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
So, hey, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're just getting things set up technically. Before we get that done, I'm going to take you into our technical weather forecast. Let me play the intro and I'll give you what's happening.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So here's our weather forecast. Today is July 3rd. You can see, and you probably can't see because I don't think the camera's on yet. I'm in 4th of July mode with a golf shirt on, getting ready for the holidays. I hope everybody out there is doing the same. Right now, scenic downtown Flemington. It is 94 degrees with a chance of thunder showers, and I can see it clouding up. And I think it would be really great if that happened because we would not have to water the flowers tonight. But secondly, I think it might cool things off a little bit. It's going to be 88 overnight, 89 tomorrow, a lot of humidity, 84 tomorrow night, 80 on Saturday. So we've got a general cooling trend, but on Sunday, 84, Monday, 87 again, Tuesday, 91. Good grief, it's hot. So I'm going to play a few of our paid commercials and be right back and talk to you at that point.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Good afternoon. It's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. It's July 3rd. It's a little after 4 o'clock. I'm scenic downtown Flemington. We're going to give you an update on what's happening in real estate. Before that, and before I clumsily tell you all about myself, I'm going to play my intro, which will do that in a much more professional fashion. I'll be back in 60 seconds. We'll get started.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So, hey, it's Joe Peters again, and I appreciate your patience and staying tuned. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock, and it is July 3rd, and I'm going to go over the results of June, which were just compiled Saturday, Sunday, Monday time frame, so they're fresh off the press. The ink's still a little wet. I publish two newsletters. I publish a Hunterdon County, and I publish a Somerset County. I'm going to spend most of my time on the Hunterdon County newsletter this afternoon, I should say, but I'm going to take a little bit of information out of Somerset to just show you what our sister county is doing a little bit to the east. Where do I get the information for this newsletter? It comes from about three different places. I subscribe to a lot of industry resources, and I, in effect, go through what they publish on a monthly basis. And I compile from it what I think my readers would find of interest. I do not plagiarize. I just reword everything into the format that I use. So if you'd like to get a copy of this newsletter, it's available on my site, jpeters.com, just to go up the blog and go to monthly market reports is what it's called. So let's start with Hunterdon County, the market conditions for July, which are all the results through the end of June. Broken into two parts. The first part is what's happening, and then the second part is why is it happening. And I think the second part is much more important than the first, but it's not worth anything until you understand what the first part is all about. So let's go through what's happening. We just finished a very, very busy month, and we have normal market conditions are typically when you have 4 to 6 months worth of inventory. Right now, we're sitting with 4 months' worth of inventory, so we're almost at a point where it's in a price competitive nature in the areas of under 200, under 300, under 400. It is very competitive. We're getting it to multiple offers. You get around to 500,000, it starts to stabilize. And then if you get above 600,000, it starts to slow down a little. Pretty typical. It's like a pyramid. When you get towards the top, there's less room and there's less activity. You're looking, though, at sales for last month of, and we're talking about normal conditions at 4 months, 204 properties went under contract in June, and that's up from 200 in the prior month. Newly listed properties listed at 281, and I think that's good news because if newer properties were being listed at less than what we were selling, we'd run out of inventory, and we're not. We're sitting right now, as of July 1st, with 902 properties on the market as active. We have, of those 902, 204 going under contract in the last 30 days. So if you divide the 204 into the 902, that's where we get the 4 months worth of inventory. It's really 4 and change. And once again, it varies by price point. It really varies by two things. One is price point, and one is location. If you're above 700, I don't care what your location is, it's starting to get a little soft. It's not dead. We just have less of a demand, and even last month, we had a better demand than usual where we had 21 houses sell over 700,000. A month before, we only had 6 or 8. So I think what we're starting to see is that the first-time buyers create the second- and third-time buyers, and now they're up into the higher price points. Plus, there's more inventory in the higher price points, so they're able to find the houses that they're looking for. If we take a look at that same activity at the town level, you'd see the typical happening. The closer you get to Pennsylvania, the slower things get. Bloomsbury, 16-month supply. Kingwood, 14-month supply. Milford, 11 months. But West Amwell, 12 months. Let's see what East Amwell is, 9 months. You get into the hot spots. And we typically have 3 hot spots in Hunterdon County that comprise almost half of our sales, Clinton Township being one. We're looking at Clinton Township, 3 months supply, the town of Clinton, 4 months supply. The other two areas are Raritan, 3 months supply, Reddington, 5 months supply. You take the sales on those three areas and you've got about half of our business. That's where people want to live. All the rest are because they want it a little more countrywide, they want more nature, they want a bigger pieces of land, they can't find what they're looking for in their price point, so they drive a little further to the east or north or south, and you can get in some of these other areas. But the good news, it's an active market. The market hasn't slowed down one iota since its peak back in May. So we've gone through April, May, June. Market still flourishing along, and 69% of our sales in the month of June were under 500,000. It was 77% the month before, if I remember correctly, and then 31% above 500, and 10% of our sales are above 700. So that's pretty active market, and it's pretty exemplary of what happens on a monthly basis. If we look at the price points, you're going to see that the average new listing coming on the market last month was 548,000, and the average sale was 422,000. That's definitely up. I believe it was like 380 the month before. But the price point's 23% less than the listing price in general, and that's because some of these listings will sell later in the year, and we're going to get a higher price for them. Some of them are overpriced, and they'll have to be adjusted down. But if you look at the whole state of New Jersey, the average sale price is about $330,000. If you look at Hunterdon County, for last month, the average sale price is $422,000. And if you look at the average list price, it's $548,000, or roughly $550,000. 6 areas only had 1 or 2 sales. These are slower places, like Califon, Franklin Township, Frenchtown, Lambertville, Lebanon Borough, and West Amwell. I'm not sure why Lebanon Borough is in there, or Franklin Township. It's sort of a hidden treasure. It's just beyond Clinton Township and just below Union. But it's not one of our faster-selling areas because it's not one of our better-known areas. Now I'm going to move over to Somerset County and look at the same statistics, and then I'm going to come back and talk more about in general. If we take a look at what happened in Somerset County, we have 902 houses available in Hunterdon. We have 1,595, roughly 1,600 available. Where we sold 204 in Hunterdon, in Somerset we sold 429. And remember I said in Hunterdon we had average days on the market of 56 days. The average days on the market in Somerset is more like 49. So they're selling a little bit better than they are. We are. But here's what happens. The closer you get to New York, the better off things are. And people only come to Hunterdon County anymore as new buyers when they can't find what they want in Somerset County. Where they'd really like to live in Somerset County would be Bridgewater. Bridgewater is one of the fastest selling areas, one of the most popular areas we've got in Somerset County. And if they can't find that, they may venture a little further out and get in the Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan area. They're selling, same thing, 4 months supply. So if you divided the $1,595 by the $429, it's roughly 4 months supply. And they listed $561. But their price point is higher. They're listing at $681. We're listing at $548. They're selling at $504. We're selling at $422. They're typically 20% more for the same size house on a smaller lot. So if you want to live in Somerset County, and it's a great place to live, and I realize this is going to more to a Hunterdon audience, but Somerset County gets a little bit more because it's a little closer. It's the best way to describe it. So if we take a look at how those prices break down in Somerset County, we'd see that 63%, where in Hunterdon County we had 67%, under 69% under 500, 63% is under 500, 32% between 500 and a million in Somerset, and then 5% above $1 million. But take a look at this. This is a tale of two cities almost. Hunterdon County sold five houses over $1 million last month, and that's a good month. It's usually one or two, a lot of times zero. Somerset County sold 23. Hunterdon County sold one house in the 900s. Somerset County sold 15. Hunterdon County sold seven houses in the 800s. Somerset County sold 22. You start to see the picture. It's a bigger county with numbers of houses, and it's a bigger county with population, and it's a closer to New York County, and it demands more price. It's a supply and demand kind of thing. So what can we say just to sum it up? The closer you are to New York, the more things cost. And a lot of people used to drive till they could afford it. And they drive to Hunterdon County, on to Warren County, into Pennsylvania. We're not seeing that so much anymore because you really aren't fooling anybody but yourself. You wind up paying the money that you save back day by day in commuting costs. And if you got two people, it sort of exacerbates itself, and that you're doing it twice. So people have sort of wised up, and even though they'd love to live in Hunterdon County, they find it a little too far to commute to. And that's a paradigm change in thinking, because when I moved out here 20 years ago, I was flying out of Newark Airport. My job was in sales. I was on the road 100% of the time, and Marilyn worked for Rutgers in the New Brunswick area. It was a little bit of a commute for her. She used to commute 5 minutes. Now she's commuting 35, 40 minutes. And to me, it didn't matter because I could drive to Newark Airport the same amount of time from no matter where I lived. But people aren't looking at it that way anymore. What people are starting to look at is how quick can I get to work and what kind of housing do I want? It's a paradigm shift in lifestyle. And if you consider lifestyle, I had John Maddox on here probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, who's our economic development manager in Somerset County. And I said, John, we have no entry-level housing in Somerset County. How are we going to bring new people in? And he gave me one of the most unique answers I think I've ever heard. And his answer was, we do have entry-level housing. Now, by entry-level, I mean it's not affordable housing. You don't have to qualify. It's free market housing that somebody working in the trades, somebody only a year or two out of college can afford, somebody that maybe didn't go to college but working for 3 or 4 years can put enough nickels and dimes together to buy it. What John said, we do have entry-level housing in Somerset County. And I can tell you that we have the same example here in Hunterdon County. He said, if you go into Somerville itself, I can find you on a 100 by 100 lot, a three-bedroom cape with a basement that's probably built in the 50s, probably a post-World War II home, for 2.25 to 2.5. And that's entry-level housing, free market. You know what? He's not wrong. He's right. You can find it. You probably can find four of them, and we could probably use 400 of them. But they do have some entry-level housing. His point was, it's not that there's no entry-level housing. It's that people don't necessarily want to live in a small cape on a 100 or 100 lot anymore. They want a more open look. They may want more high-rise buildings. They may want different locations than downtown Somerville. Now, in Hunterdon County, because we sell a little less, you definitely could find smaller houses in the 200 to 250. But it may not suit what you're looking for. It may be a house that needs a lot of fixing up. It could be a house that's on a very rural lot in Hunterdon County. There's a couple of them that are almost, well, I hate to call Ted Bundy, but they're in the woods. They're pretty rural, and it's not exactly what some people are looking for, and at the same time, it's exactly what other people are looking for. So our lifestyle has changed to the point that what we're offering is not exactly what people are looking for. And because there's not what they're looking for, they keep looking. And we do sell the low-priced inventory. There's always a buyer for it. If I have something under $400,000 in Hunterdon and under $500,000 in Somerset, because it goes for 20% more over there, and it's clean, and it's accessible to traffic, and of course I can get to work from there easily and to schools, it's going to sell almost overnight. But I don't have enough of it. Bridgewater is a good example. In Bridgewater, they've built a new Indian Temple facility up on 206, and it's attracted the Indian population into that general area to the fact that they're bidding against each other to get the houses in the Bridgewater area that are under 500. And you get in the sixes and sevens, it's still pretty brisk in Bridgewater. Most of it's going to have public sewer. Most of it's going to have city water. You're going to go to Bridgewater or Raritan school system. You may not be of Indian extraction, but it's an easy commute to New York. It's where people would like to live. And since we don't have a lot of housing available there, people go on a little further and get over into First Fink Branchburg, which becomes rural. And then as you cross County Line Road, you're into Reddington Township, and then to the north, Tewksbury, and a little further to the west, Clinton Township, and then around the Flemington area, the Raritan Township. And that's about as far as people go comfortably. If they go further than that, there's a reason. One of the reasons is they don't have to go all the way to New York. They're only traveling over to the Plainfields or something to work, and that's still a half-hour commute. But we're finding more and more reluctance to go further and further away from New York. We've actually adopted what's called a European lifestyle. And they said, well, what does that mean? Well, it means if you go to Paris and you get in a car and you go out and drive 15 miles, what do you think you're going to see? What you're going to see are cows and horses and countryside. Not a lot of developments where people are living, just a few country cottages. Because most people in a European lifestyle environment live within 15 miles of the city and get to work within a half hour. We're quickly folding into that lifestyle. We're not necessarily going past 287 to the west anymore, and we're looking for houses on the east side of 287, and they're not cheap. I gotta tell you, they're not cheap. I mean, if you look at Warren Watchung, the average house selling in those two areas, my office covers those two areas, your average selling price is over $1 million. I did a search for a person in Warren looking in the 700s to 850s. There were six houses on the market. There wasn't a lot to choose from. The ones that came on went instantly. So, once again, closer to New York you get, the more expensive it gets. And that's what drives our market. So, think about it logistically. You fly into Newark Airport and you're getting in the car and you're going to go look for a house. And the first thing you're going to do is you're probably going to drive to the west, because the areas that surround Newark Airport may not fit your lifestyle. They're older, more densely populated areas, and they're probably an area that you necessarily don't see yourself in your dream house in. So you drive, and you're driving down 78, and you go through the playing fields, and you're saying, well, it's starting to look nice. And then you hit Watchung and Warren. You say, this is really nice. And then you hit next towns you'll see will be the upper end of Reddington Township, and then Tewksbury, and then Clinton Township. Now it's bucolic. I mean, it's horses, cows, rivers, streams, mountains, clouds, birds, everything you've ever wanted. But you say, well, now where do I have to go in the morning? And that's the first question I always ask a buyer when I sit in open house. Where do you go to work in the morning? And that always brings us to the conversation of, is this a comfortable commute for you? I have one couple I'm working with today where she works in the Watchung school system and he works out of the house. So they can look further west than some couples. But the couple that I just placed in Warren, she works in Jersey City area, and he works in Queens. So he's actually going through the city or around the city to get to work. They bought in Warren. That was as far as they could see themselves going. And that's the depends in finding the location that works for you. I think there's a couple of things that depend. One is location and commute to work. One is the school system. One is the taxation. And then the last is the actual cost of real estate. I mean, can you afford to live there? And if you can't, keep driving. We just don't drive as far as we used to. There's nothing right with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just a fact. People aren't driving as far as they used to. And if you're in Somerset County and you're in a town, and let me pick one, Bernard's or Bedminster, where you've got a nearby train station, Stirling, although I think Stirling's in the next county already, but the closer you are to a train station, or if you have a train station in your town and it gets to New York, or at least to Newark in a half hour, and then you can catch a high-speed link into New York in another 12 minutes, you're probably going to pay a 25% premium. So people are looking for that European lifestyle. Half hour from work on a mass commutation line, walk by a Starbucks on the way in, walk by a bakery on the way back to get a loaf of French bread for dinner. That's what they're seeing themselves. Now, one other paradigm shift is taking place, and that is single family versus multi-floor luxury units. And what we're seeing is interesting. I recently had a business appointment in New Brunswick. And New Brunswick, when I grew up, was an okay town, but not a great town. And I think it's improved generally. I grew up a long time ago. So over time, it's gotten better and better and better. And I know I've sold in Franklin. And usually, the closer you get to New Brunswick, the less desirable it is from a buyer viewpoint. But New Brunswick's going in the right direction. But we were downtown. We parked in a parking garage. We had gone in to see a business appointment we had personally, and the guy was telling us about the apartment building that was going up just next door. So he recommended, he actually walked us over to take a look at the apartments. The apartments were as follows, probably 10 or 12 floors high. They were anywhere from 800 to 1200 square feet. They were ultra modern, just built. You, with each apartment, got up to two parking spaces in the adjoining garage, but they were a la carte. You had to pay for them separately. And the rentals were going in there anywhere from $2,200 to $3,600. And the biggest apartment was probably 1,200 square feet. In the lobby, there was a 24-hour gym. There was a gourmet cook kitchen, which you can rent and have parties at. Each unit had its own kitchen, but this might not be big enough to have the party you wanted to have. The gym had 24-hour one-on-one training available. But the most impressive thing in the lobby that changed my mind was when you went in to pick up your mail, there was a leaderboard. It looked like you were at Penn Station. It said, the next train to New York leaves in 7 minutes. The next train coming from New York will be here in 12 minutes. The Uber cab is 2 minutes away. You could walk to the train station in six blocks. That's probably 6 to 10 minutes. or you could take the Uber for $5. They're almost sold out. This is where the millennials see themselves living going forward, in high-rise luxury apartments that, by the way, are not for sale. They're for rent only. We're turning into more of a rental-based society. So I think if you see this for millennials, and you then take a look at it for myself, and I'm a senior, you say, I could live there, but probably not in New Brunswick. Lots of restaurants, lots of things to do. New Brunswick's really had a renaissance. I could probably live in something like this in Somerset or Hunterdon County, a little more out into the country. And the further you get from New York, once again, the cheaper things are. So the further you get from New York, the more affordable even luxury high-rises would be. But I think on both ends of the spectrum, millennials needing to go to New York to earn the money they want to live, to have their lifestyle, and they can command with a four-year college degree, those who have a four-year college degree, are going to live within a half hour of New York and near mass transportation, probably in a luxury high-rise because they don't really want to cut the grass and paint the fence. Seniors, they get to 55, and 55 plus means two things. There's the people that just turned 55, and they still got a couple of kids in college, and they're very active, probably still working, about another 10 to 15 years to go. And there's people that are between 65 and 75 are in various phases of retirement. People are working well into their 70s, 80s, even to their 90s. I was in ShopRite the other day, right here in Clinton, and the guy behind me saw the balloons I had, and he asked what the occasion was. I struck up a conversation. I would have guessed the guy to be 75 years old. He's 91 years old. 91 years old, and he's still working. 91 years old and still working. I'm not saying all of our population is doing this, but I am saying more and more people are working longer and longer in their lives, at least on one side of the relationship. And as a result, they don't necessarily want, and I did this in 09. I sold my mega mansion, had a 4,300 square foot house in Clinton Township. The house owned me. Every weekend we figured out what we do on a house, and every Monday we went back to work. We had no time and no money. We were putting it all into the house, time and money. We started renting for a year, just saying to ourselves, let's rent for a year so that we can decide what we want to do, fully intending to buy something else that was more senior-oriented, even in a 55-plus or maybe a brand-new small house on a small lot. Long story short, it's 2018, 9 years later, I'm still renting, and if I can find decent rental going forward, I don't think I will buy. And the more and more people I tell this story to that are my own age are agreeing with me. Why buy if you can rent? And as a result of us not having enough rental properties, we're down to 2.5% of our total rentals are available or vacant at this point in time. It's usually more like triple that number. People are building more and more rentals in order to meet that demand. I'll give you a good example. Go into Somerville. We talked about how New Brunswick changed. Somerville, when the mall got built 30 years ago, can you believe it was 30 years ago? They felt it was a ghost town. I'm on the tourism board in Somerset County, and I'm also on a board here in Hunterdon County. But in Somerset County, they viewed Somerville as a thrift shop and a secondhand store town with some nice restaurants. And that's the way it existed for 15 or 20 years. Now, Somerville is coming back into its own. Not only have they got a Starbucks, they've got a Wolfgang's, they've got a lot of fine restaurants. They're opening a microbrewery on Main Street. They're putting up free multi-floor rental-only luxury high-rises. You can take the train from Somerville to Newark nonstop and get there in less than a half hour. And they're catching the wave. They're really catching the wave. And I just heard an explanation of understanding waves, and it blew my mind. And it's one of my mentors who I listen to on a monthly basis. And he said his father took him to the seashore. And he was about 8 years old. And he said, sit down on the blanket and let's watch things. And he says, after about an hour, he said, what do you notice? And the son said, well, people. He said, yeah, but look at the different people. There's people that when the waves come in, they run up the shore. And the waves go out, they run down. They're almost like the little sandpipers running up and down when the waves come in and out. They don't know what to do with them. Then there's other people who get in and get knocked whatever over tea kettle because they don't know how to handle themselves with the force of the waves. He said, but look out a little further. And see that guy surfboarding on the top of that wave? He's not only got instruction, he understands the dynamics of the ocean and waves, and he's using it to his advantage, and he's riding a wave. And baby, I got to tell you, we're on a wave right now. We're into our 70-something month of financial recovery. There is no recession in sight. I published an article on Friday. You can look at my site, jpeters.com, that says the next recession may be around the end of 2020, and it will not probably affect real estate. This is the longest wave we've been riding ever. We went to 79 or 81 months once right after the Second World War. We're going to clear 100 months on this cycle. And I'm telling you, if you're thinking you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you got to get out to the beach and watch the waves coming in, because we're riding a financial recovery wave that is giving you so much opportunity, whether you need to buy a house, sell a house, rent a high rise, get your business rekindled, take some of the equity out of your house and get it invested in that little business you always wanted to start. People are working longer and longer and longer, and people are having more fun. The active adult community blows my mind what people are doing. One of the developments I specialize in is Canal Walk in Somerset County. They have a full time, 1,200 sets of people in there. They have some high rises, they have some townhouses, and they have some single families, probably about 800 single families. They have a full-time social director, two social clubs, and every day there's a bus trip going somewhere. These people are not sitting around watching Jeopardy. Sorry, Alex Trebek, I don't mean to put your show down because I do watch you after dinner. They're out enjoying themselves, doing things. They may be on three-day bus trips to the Poconos. They may be seeing a Broadway show in New York. They may be doing a yoga class. They may be doing a spin class. They're into water aerobics. These people are into their 80s and 90s and still going strong. So the fact that we're living longer, the fact that medicine has given us extra years on our life, when we not just have another 12 or 15 years after we retire, we probably have 30 to 40 years in some cases. Depends on your genes, depends on your lifestyle. But I was in Canal Walk last Sunday. It was 104 degrees. I set an open house in Canal Walk, a 55 plus. You cannot have any children under 19 in Canal Walk. And I figured, nobody's going to come out. Nobody. 104 degrees, I wouldn't go out. 12 sets of visitors. And three-quarters of them, I'm in my 70s, were older than me. They were out looking at housing and looking at the lifestyle and thinking, how are they going to live the rest of their life? Some people are ready to sell their bigger house. Some people got into a multi-floor house and are now looking for a single-floor house. The house I happened to be sitting in was a two-floor house without a basement. Some have basements, some don't. This one did not. And the people were going to trade that in because they got into their 80s and they realized they needed to be more on one floor. But they liked Canal Walk so much, they were going to stay there. So when you look at it, you'll find that Somerset County has much more to offer as far as senior living, but we've got some decent stuff here in Hunterdon County as well. I'll give you some good examples. You could go into DeVore Farms, which is near the Third Circle in Flemington, and they're running anywhere in the high threes to high fours. They're a little one floor. Sometimes there's a second floor of a bedroom with a basement, two-car garage. Nice senior living. You could go into Flemington Fields, and it's got some really big houses where you could live on the first floor. They're elbow to elbow, but they're big houses, maybe 3,000 square feet or more. And they're running in the 400,000 range. And they've got some ranches, most of them attached in clusters of 2, 4, 6. And they're running a little over 300,000. So we've got some to choose from. We really need more. We really, really need a canal walk in Hunterdon County so that we can help keep our seniors here. Because what I'm witnessing, graduating from Leadership Hunterdon 2 years ago, and I'm this year going through Leadership Somerset so I can compare one to the other, we're seeing our millennials go to New York and live in Hoboken, Jersey City, because they can commute into New York in 15 to 20 minutes and work in their job. And they need a four-year salary. A four-year salary is something they cannot command in Hunterdon or even Somerset County. So they're going in that direction. We're seeing our seniors head towards Pennsylvania, especially once there's no financial nexus or any reason to stay because they're earning money here. They could live in Pennsylvania at a much, much reduced rate over living just in Hunterdon County. And they could be back here in 20 minutes. They can still come here shopping, go to the doctor, go to the dog's vet, whatever the situation might be. And what we're seeing at the very high end is we're seeing prices meeting resistance. And by that I mean, because I just read the statistics, we sold 21 houses over 700,000. And that was a good month. The month before, we only sold 7 or so. And the month of February, we didn't sell any above 700,000. But what we're seeing at the very high end, and it's not just here. We went to Quebec City 2 years ago this summer. And if you get to Montreal, which is a haul, it's almost a whole day's drive, you got to go another 200 miles up to Quebec City, or Quebec as they call it up there, almost 100% French speaking. And they took us on a tour, and they showed us the big houses on the hill where all the merchants and banks and investors used to live, and they were all vacant. And they said, it's not because these people are gone. It's because these people now want to live in multi-floor luxury apartments downtown. And I looked at Marilyn, and she looked at me, and we said, hey, any different in Hunterdon County or Somerset County? These people have come to the same conclusion. They want a different lifestyle. So go back to what John Maddox was pointing out about the small Cape in Somerville. Yes, people may not want that. They want more of a townhouse or a condo to get started with, or maybe something of a little more open floor plan, a little newer. Of course, it's going to cost more money. But the seniors and the millennials are both thinking of a different lifestyle. They're thinking multi-floor luxury apartments. They're going to pay more in rent than they paid as a percentage of their income in owning a house and paying the mortgage. And they're going to make up for it by that there is no maintenance factor. There's no homeowners association. They don't have to put money into the house, get the lawn cut, get the da-da-da. They've got more time on their hands. They've got more money in their pockets. And it's the direction they're headed in. It's definitely a different way about thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life. So, we've got the millennials, the seniors thinking that way. And remember I said prices were coming down? You get above 700, we're not getting much appreciation, if any at all. We might have got a little bit this year. And I'll tell you why. And that's because there's inventory up there and some of them are real bargains because they're having trouble selling them. I mean, if you say we sold 21 houses over 700, did they sell at what they would get, or are they selling at about 10% off and now they're looking at bargains? That's just an open question. I'm not going to try to answer it. But as a result of the people in Quebec City, as a result of the people in Hunterdon and Somerset County, both millennials and seniors, not wanting a big center hall colonial, more like wanting an 1,800 square foot or smaller multi-floor luxury apartment, there's less of a demand for the high end. And it's not only happening here in Hunterdon. I do a lot of business in Warren Watchung area. It's happening there as well. It's just happening higher up. They get soft at about $1.2 million. We get soft somewhere between 7 and 8, but it's the same effect. There's not as much of a demand. And guess what? We're still building them. If you see a house going up, what is it? It's a Central Hall Colonial. It's 3,200 to 3,600 square feet because that's what we're zoned to build on the multi-acre lots that we have. So what happens, the newer builders are building them more cost-effectively and taking price cuts in order to turn inventory over, and it's taking away from the higher-end sales in the same communities where houses that are 12 or 15 years old, which are starting to need new roofs, new windows, new furnaces, those houses are starting to get tougher and tougher to sell. And in order to sell them, they're marking them down. And it's a chain reaction. It's like going up on an escalator. And if the person ahead of you isn't going as fast as you are, you're going to be running into them pretty soon. And when people go to sell their house, they're getting that escalator, guy in front of you ain't going as fast as you are feeling, because you may come onto the market with a natural $600,000 house. This house comps at $600,000. This is what we should get. I can show you five of them sold in the last 12 months in this zip code in $600,000. And when you go to sell it, you're competing with a $650,000 that should be a $750,000. You're competing with a $600,000 that should be a $650,000 or a $675,000. And it becomes difficult to sell because the guy in front of you isn't going as fast as you were. And as a result, you too are taking price reductions in order to get your house sold. And think about why people sell a house. It's a life event. You've had more children. You have less children because they grew up and gone. You got a divorce. Unfortunately, some people have a death or an illness. It's senior time, and it's time. I'm in the right town, but I'm in the wrong type house. I need to reconfigure my life. That's why people sell. And sometimes a divorce, a job relocation where the company's not picking up your old house, or even if they are, they're going to put it on the market at a discount and hurt the inventory below you. Sometimes people have to sell a house quicker than the market's going to let them sell a house. So they do what we used to do when I was in retail. We do a Cy Sims. If it doesn't sell for $99 at the end of 14 days, we mark it down to $79. And if it doesn't sell at the end of 30 days, we mark it down to $59. And life goes on. And that's that escalator effect. The guy in front of you is not going as fast as you are. So we only have about 10 minutes left. There's some really good news going on. The New Jersey home sales is all-time record last month. We've never sold more than 12,000 homes in New Jersey. Last month was the high. We have our activity concentrated in the under 400 market, New Jersey wide, but definitely in Hunterdon. We're sitting right now with 31 fewer houses on the market than we had in 2011. And the current unsold inventory statewide is at about 3.5 months supply, which means if we stopped listing and just sold what we have in 3.5 months, we'd sell everything, called an absorption rate as well. We have an acute shortage of inventory in both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, especially in the more popular price points. Hunterdon has 8% and Somerset 5% respectively, less than a year ago, and 15 and 17% less than 2 years ago. Interest rates, they've crept up. They've gone from the first of the year being roughly 4% up to about 4 5/8. In the last month, they dropped down to about somewhere between 4.5 and 4 5/8. They pulled back just a little. Prices. If your price point is under 400, your prices have probably gone up 5% already this year. Depends where you live, depends on your price point. But if you combine the fact that interest will simply go from 4% to 5% this year, you'll lose 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4% interest, you can only afford a $455,000 at 5% interest. But while interest is going up, the prices are going up. So you got an AB 1-2 punch kind of thing going on. And the pricing on more popular houses, as I said, has gone up another 5%. So not only have you lost 9%, you lost more like 14%. So instead of affording a $500,000 house, now you can only afford a $430,000. So you get a lot of people out trying to buy houses. Job front is good. National level, 3.8%. We've not been there in 30 years, folks. I'm talking about riding a wave. Love what's going on in Washington, or I hate it because it drives me crazy. The result is 3.8% unemployment. And 3.8% unemployment sounds impressive until you look at New Jersey. We were at 5.1% earlier in the year. We were at 4.6% when I talked to you last month. This month we're at 4.4%. Not only are we putting jobs on, we're putting better paying jobs on. These are people who can afford to buy houses where they work. Foreclosure has sort of pulled back a little. We're still going to have probably, looking for the number here, I think it's like 65,000 filings this year. But in effect, we had 71,000 last year, so it's not in bad shape. I don't know what to call it because I don't know what I can say on a radio, but all the smoke and mirrors about the tax effect slowing things down has not turned into reality. We have not seen any effect of the tax cuts up until you earn $400,000 and own a house over $1 million. That's as a single. That's the lowest point we're seeing them. Yes, we have some people that earn that and own $1 million houses. No, we don't have a lot of them. So as a result, it's not a big effect. And I don't care if you talk about the SALT, the mortgage and interest deduction. The one thing that is hurting a little bit is the line of credit against your house, usually called a second mortgage or a HELOC, home equity line of credit. Those people are getting hurt, but they're reproportionate. They might have equity in their main house, and now they have to, because they can't collect the second house, haven't been able to do that for a while, but they took a home equity line out. Well, they'll take more out on the primary, pay off the line of equity. So they're strategizing around the tax laws to take advantage of where they can take it. But just to give you a forecast, the economy will continue to prosper, and we're on the top of a wave, and we're not seeing any end in sight. Everything comes to an end, but right now it's at least 2 years out. Interest rates will continue to climb. Home prices, especially under 400, will continue to climb. Supply will remain tight, folks. You are not going to get around it. We have people in their houses not moving up. People between 50 and 60 usually bought that one more big house, their dream house. They're not doing it anymore. They're not seeing the appreciation come back out of it. They're not seeing it as a good investment. So they're sitting tight, and they're sort of making everything below them slow down. And we're not building any entry-level housing. When's the last time you saw a townhouse or condo development go up for sale with houses in the $300,000 and $400,000 range? I haven't seen anything in Hunterdon County since 2005, when we started to get into recession. I just heard a thunderclap outside, so I guess we're going to get some rain. We are creating jobs from the Tax Act. That's good news. We're bringing people out here. The commercial side is filling up. We're sitting at 40% vacancy rate in Hunterdon County. Along the main corridors of 22 and 78, I'm being told by local mayors we're filling those places up quickly, and they will result in people buying houses. Midterm elections are a wild card. I mean, good grief, every time you look at the news, it's something else you can't believe. This is like reality TV, except it's in Washington. And the one last thing, which is a real interesting twist of faith, is that the people who couldn't afford to sell their house because they were underwater 10 years ago and aren't moving up are sitting on a lot of equity. 77% of all the houses in New Jersey have more than 20% equity in them. 77%. So 4 out of 5 houses could be sold and take the equity and buy another house of 20% down, roughly. But people aren't doing it. What they are doing is they're taking some of the equity out by refinancing the primary, which is still a tax deduction, paying down all other debt and getting ready towards retirement, getting in better fiscal shape than they had been in the past, so that when they get ready and when the time is right for retirement, they're ready for retirement. And the change in lifestyle is the biggest thing to keep
your eye on. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's like that scene in Animal House, and I quote this quite a lot, where I think everybody in the world has seen Animal House at least three times. The parade marches into a wall because they forgot to make the last turn. Well, I got to tell you, real estate is marching into a wall because we've failed to recognize the changes in lifestyle that are affecting the real estate market. And as a result, I think eventually we're going to have many, too many big center hall colonials without the demand for them and not enough multi-floor rentals, and people are just going to decide to live elsewhere. And that's scary. Look at Underton County. We've been losing 1.5% of our population for the last 5 years. And some people move in. I bring 3 or 4 people in Underton County every year, and they're usually between their first and second child, and they're just looking for the quality of life. But last year, for the very first time, we had more deaths than births. Very first time ever. This can't keep on unless we start developing places for our seniors to live locally without moving out of the area, entry-level housing so that the people who work here can live here, because eventually they're going to stop commuting here and go work somewhere else. And we need to have a strategy where we're filling out our commercial area so we're bringing people into the area. So I think when you look at some great retail opportunities that are going up along 31 and 22, it's great to see commercial inventory back and being filled, but where are these people going to live? They can't afford to live here. If you want to earn $50,000, and that's a good salary for Huntington County. I think in some of the commercial areas, you're getting better paid salaries than that. You can afford to spend $1,250 on rental or a house. Where the heck are you going to buy a house for $1,250 or even find a rental? Average rental for a one-bedroom is $1,400. This is Joe Peters. I work with Coldwell Banker. I cover all of Huntington and Somerset County. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and then we're going to go to our next section and with the news in between. Talk to you again next week.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Huntington and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
That was 908-238-0118. I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. It's been fun talking to you.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland on July 16th. Now, this is right after President Trump travels to the NATO summit in Brussels, Belgium, and to the United Kingdom. Retired four-star General Jack Keane told Fox Business what needs to be at the top of the agenda for the president.
I think the number one topic that will be addressed, which is also the one I think should be addressed, is Syria. And the reason is that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed there, 9 to 10 million people displaced from their homes, Maria, and it's a human catastrophe. The Obama administration walked away from it because they wouldn't assist the Syrian moderates when they had the upper hand.
The Senate Intelligence Committee today backed the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election to aid President Donald Trump, and they're continuing their efforts to undermine America's democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American